I have some nice contacts in Panama. Think about it. Argro glanced at his watch as if he had lost interest in their account and had 100 pressing matters elsewhere. A punchline was coming, and he didn't want to push.
We've thought about it, Spicer said. Let's move it now.
He looked at three sets of eyes, all looking back at him. There's a fee involved, he said, like a seasoned money launderer.
What kind of fee?
Spicer asked. 10% for the transfer.
Who gets 10%?
I do.
That's rather steep, said Beach.
It's a sliding scale. Anything under $1 million pays 10%. Anything over $100 million pays 1%. It's pretty common in the business, and it's exactly the reason I'm wearing an olive prison shirt and not a $1,000 suit.
That's pretty sleazy,
said Spicer, the man who'd skim bingo profits from a charity. Let's not preach, okay? We're talking about a small cut from money that's already tainted, both here and there. Take it or leave it. His tone was aloof, an icy veteran who'd cut much larger deals. It was only $19,000, and this from a stash they'd been certain was gone. After his 10%, they still had $170,000, roughly $60,000 each, and it would have been more if treacherous Trevor hadn't raked so much off the top. And besides, they were confident of greener pastures just around the corner. The loot in the Bahamas was pocket change.
It's a deal, Spicer said, as he looked at the other two for approval.
They both nodded slowly. All three were thinking the same thing now. If the shakedown of Aran Lake proceeded as they dreamed it would, then serious money was coming their way. They would need a place to hide it, and maybe someone to help them. They wanted to trust this new guy, Argro. Let's give him the chance.
Plus, you do my appeals, Argro said.
Yes, we'll do the appeals. Argro smiled and said, Not a bad deal. Let me make some more calls.
There's one thing you should know, Beach said.
Okay.
The lawyer's name was Trevor Carson. He set up the account, directed the deposits, did everything, really. And he was murdered night before last in Kingston, Jamaica.
Argro searched their faces for more. Yarber handed him a copy of the newspaper, which he read very deliberately.
Why was he missing? He asked, after a long silence.
We don't know, Beach said. He left town, and we got word through the FBI that he was missing. We just assumed that he'd stolen our money.
Argro handed the paper back to Yarber and crossed his arms over his chest. He cocked his head, narrowed his eyes, and managed to look suspicious. Let them sweat.
How dirty is this money? He asked, as if he might not want to get involved with it after all.
It's not drug money,
Spicer said quickly, on the defensive, as if all other money was clean.
We really can't say, Beach replied.
You've got a deal, Yarber said. Take it or leave it.
Good move, old boy, Argro said to himself.
The FBI is involved? He asked.
Only with the lawyer's disappearance, Beach said. The feds know nothing about the offshore account.
Let me get this straight. You got a dead lawyer, the FBI, an offshore account hiding dirty money, right? What have you boys been up to?
You don't want to know, Beach said.
I think you're right. No one's forcing you to get involved, Yarber said.
So a decision had to be made. For Argro, the red flags were up, the minefield was marked. If he went forward, then he did so armed with sufficient warnings that his three new friends could be dangerous. This, of course, meant nothing to Argro. But to Beach, Spicer, and Yarber, the opening in their tight little partnership, however slight it might be, meant they were admitting another conspirator. They would never tell him about their scam, and certainly not about Aran Lake, nor would he share in any more of their loot unless he earned it, with his wiring prowess. But he already knew more than he should. They had no choice. Desperation played no small role in their decision. With Trevor, they'd had access to the outside, something they'd taken for granted. Now that he was gone, their world had shrunk considerably. Though they had yet to admit it, firing him had been a mistake. With perfect hindsight, they should have warned him and told him everything about Lake and the tampered mail. He'd been far from perfect, but they needed all the help they could get. Perhaps they would have hired him back a day or two later, but they never had the chance. Trevor bolted, and now he was gone forever.